God's gorgeous, beautiful creation, universes, stars, Orion, all the gorgeous skies, but one dark spot is down there, planet Earth, for 4.5 billion years, until one day. Now, when God's given me this, he's speaking to me, he's giving me visions, and he brought in the angels. He brought them to my attention. And I got the idea they're kind of gossipy. Kind of. And he impressed upon me, what did the angels do? Did they just ignore the black spot? Did they act like it wasn't there? Did they just go all around their glorious business and never mention? And then, when God decided, the Spirit of the Lord, it says the Spirit of God began to move. I think a better translation began, the Spirit of the Lord began to hover over the dark spot. And he let me hear like a buzz going around among the angels. Something's up. Did you notice? Did you notice something's happening down there at the dark spot? Did you notice the Spirit of the Lord's moving on? And they all were gathered up, and all their attention was going to the black spot. And what was happening down there with the Spirit of the Lord hovering over the black spot? I think they spread the news. Hallelujah. Something's going on down there. And the first words they heard were, "Let there be light." Remember, light had gone. This is not talking about the sun, moon, and stars. They come on day 4. In the beginning, he said, actually it's so needed. The Hebrew "or" is the word light, and yihye is be. And the Hebrew is yihye light, yihye or, and yihye or. It's the same repeated. God came back on the scene. Folks, Earth is headed for perfection. People want you to say heaven and hell. Oh, no, it's not just heaven and hell. Heaven, earth, and hell. In this 1,000-year thing that's coming. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So they heard the Lord. And God's presence then, that which is once removed, is coming back. And then we see the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, and then we come to the most angel astonishing day of all, the sixth day. And I heard the Lord say, I heard him, "I did not do this thing in a corner. All creation was watching when I stepped to center stage and made a declaration that rocked all creation as it reverberated from the regions of the glory to the regions of the damned." And then I heard him, and these words just took on a meaning. Ooh. He stepped to center stage and he said, "Let us make man in our image, and let them have dominion over the works of our hands, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." It was like an all creation, from the regions of the damned to the regions of glory. And I heard this buzz go, "What is a man? What is a man? What's a man?" He'd said, "Let us make man." They don't know what's a man. They never heard of a man. Of course, he's going to use the word Adam. That's the name for mankind. And they, if they spoke Hebrew, they would say, "Ma Adam, Ma Adam, Ma Adam, Ma Adam. What is a man? What is a man?" Hallelujah. One of the angels dared to ask that question. What is a man? We know it's an angel because Hebrews 2, 5 through 7 tells us it was an angel that asked it. Some commentators think it was Satan. I don't think so. I think it was a Peter-type angel. Psalm 8, verse 3 through 6, actually. It's recorded for us what that angel said. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, that's Elohim, and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. Now let's just parse that. Let's just look at it. This angel said, this angel is using psychology on God. This angel has just watched the creation. So the angel starts out by bragging on God. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. So far, so good. But then the angel might have gone, I do have one question. What is a man? What is a man? We never heard of such a thing. What is Adam? What is a man? That you are mindful of him, that you even thought of him, that you thought him up. What is this creature? The son of man, Ben-Adam, that you visit him. As far as we know, people had to approach God through the anointed cherub that covered or whatever. Angels, not people, angels and beings had to approach God. But here's a being that God comes down in the cool of the day and visits. What is this? Amen. Then, for thou hast made him a little lower than, King James says Elohim. I think they were afraid, it says angels, it's really Elohim. I think they were afraid to put it in there, the translators. Elohim is the plural, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You made him just a little lower than God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now, the hierarchy that they've known and operated under for billions of years, if there were such a thing as years, who knows, is the triune Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, archangels and angels. Now, God has slipped someone between the Godhead and the angels. They didn't even know the position was open. Don't you promote from within? What is this creature that you stuck in there? How many of them are you going to make? They're going to all look like that? Two eyes, a nose, and a mouth? Oh, I'm going to make billions. Don't you think they'll all start looking alike? No, even our fingerprints and our voices are different. Yes. Hallelujah. And you crowned him. You crowned him. You got up off your throne and you came over and you put a crown on his head. Why didn't you get Michael or Gabriel? You did it. God crowned Adam. Who wears crowns? Kings. Ones with dominion. I did a book for Lester Sumrall, and he said, you were made to dominate. And you are either going to dominate or you are going to be dominated. God had said, let us make a dom in our image and let them have dominion. And then he comes over and he crowns Adam. Whew. What was that crown made of? Diamonds? Gold? God paved streets with gold. That crown was made with the highest heavenly substance there is, the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is God's presence manifested. The glory of God, the presence of God, sat upon a dome and clothed him. He was not made naked. God gave the birds feathers and bears fuzzy wuzzy. And man, he clothed. He clothed with himself, with the glory of the Lord. And he came down, God in the cool of the day, whatever that means. And they fellowshipped. Adam, I'm going to give you 6 days here, 6,000 years. See what you can do. Name the animals. Hallelujah. Oh, my. But he'd also been told, guard the garden. You don't have to guard something if somebody's not trying to get in. And that one got in because Adam let him in. He didn't guard his garden. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And then we have the saddest words in the Bible. I think they're the saddest. Genesis 3:8. He tempted man's will because he turned his will against God. He tempted the will of man. And he tried to put doubt on the word. He said, hath God said? He'll come at you to make you think the word doesn't work. Oh, ho, ho. The word works. Every day I say he renews my youth as the eagles. Every day I say, in old age I'm still flourishing. Hallelujah. And producing fruit to declare that the Lord is faithful. I say it every day. And you know what? It works. And you can't beat it out of me with a baseball bat. Bless God. But I say it every day. Yes. So he said to the woman, he said to the man, Adam, by this time, their name was Adam in the first. Yeah, right. And then they were separated. And they became Ish and Isha. But, and then Adam named her later on. Hallelujah. But, he tempted them. And then we have these sad, sad words. Genesis 3:8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.
Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.